Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. As the world and temptations of our flesh constantly work to distract us from worship, it is more important than ever that we take time to be holy. Make time to be holy.
Take time to be holy. Speak often with God. Find rest in Him always and feed on His Word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak.
Take time to be holy, the world rushes on. Much time spent in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus like Him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct
take time to be holy, let Him be thy guide, and run not before Him whatever betide. In joy or in sorrow, still follow thy Lord, and looking to Jesus,
Lord, You know my heart's desire is to share Your word, spoken and in song, as I go through scriptures that You have given us, and make it clear that we are to be holy as You are holy. God, we want to obey Your word that describes things that we can and should do. We pray that Your Spirit will give us wisdom with the choices we make every day about our activities, and that You would give us ability to control our tongue, keeping it from speaking evil and instead using our words to praise and worship You alone. And we know that our bodies are Your temple. Help us to use them in manners that would bring glory to You. Lord, most importantly, cleanse our minds, fill them with holy and righteous thoughts, that we will act according to the holy and pure thoughts that You give us. We're excited to be in Your presence during this time. Lord, in our flesh dwells no good thing. Only You can make us more like Christ. God, make us holy as You are holy. In Jesus' precious name we ask these things. Amen.
Thank you.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. We really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time, and you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you'll find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us.
Hands have created, my heart cries, holy are you, Lord. For the marvelous mercy your love has provided, I cry, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Sanctuary for your presence, Lord, and make me a temple of your worship for your glory, Lord. Holy, you are. Presence and your awesome power, my heart cries, holy are you, Lord.
Then I kneel before you in reverent worship. I cry,
We can only imagine what worship will be like, where there will be absolutely no distractions of this earth. In heaven.
I dreamed of a city.
My listening friend, please take time to be holy. One of the earlier references to this concept is found in Exodus, referring to the priests. Exodus 29. Then take some of the blood from the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and his sons and on their garments. In this way, they and their garments will be set apart as holy. Leviticus 11. For I am the Lord your God. You must consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy. So do not defile yourselves. And then it is clear that being holy is not just for the priest, but for all the children of Israel. Leviticus 19. Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. One of the realities of being holy is being set apart, consecrated, dedicated, committed to God. Leviticus 20. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine. Ephesians 1. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Part of the process of us being holy is reflected in our actions and appearance. Just one example of this importance is found in God's instructions to a Nazarite who would take a special vow, consecrating themselves to God for specific service. Numbers 6. As long as they are bound by their Nazarite vow, they are not allowed to eat or drink anything that comes from a grapevine, not even the grape seeds or skins. They must never cut their hair throughout the time of their vow, for they are holy and set apart to the Lord. Until the time of their vow has been fulfilled, they must let their hair grow long. How to be holy is described in Scripture, 1 Peter. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. It is a fact that as we prioritize our time, talent, and resources, we take time for what is most important to us. May God help us to take time, make time to be holy. Part of our process of becoming holy like He is means investing time in His presence. That includes worship, praise, and thanksgiving. Considering those three elements, it helps me to imagine that worship would be like a coin. Praise and thanksgiving are the two sides to that same coin. Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Our body is the temple of God. It is an instrument of praise. For example, we kneel in prayer and worship. Scripture often describes God's people falling on their face before Him, and we raise our hands in praise. Philippians 2, therefore, God has highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Matthew 17, and Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The disciples were terrified and fell face down on the ground. Christ himself bowed in prayer to the Father, God, Matthew 26. He went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Think about what position we would take if we were in the very presence of God. A song describes how that it may be time when we stand up, raising our hands and voices in praise. Then, as we are overwhelmed by thoughts of how undeserving we are of God's love and grace, we fall down with our face to the ground. Please listen carefully, prayerfully now, as we imagine that experience that we, the saints, are all the sinners that fall down, prostrate before him, and then get up.
Cursing every step of the way, he bore a heavy load to the market 10 miles away. The journey took its toll, and every day he passed a monastery's high cathedral wall, and it made his life seem disappointment followed him home. He'd hoped for so much more, but he saw himself in a light he had never seen before. 'Cause if the priest who fell could find the grace of God to be enough, then there must be some hope for the rest of us. There must be some hope left for us. 'Cause we fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. And the saints are just the same.
just the sinners. Yeah, the saints are just the sinners who fall down and get
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken as well as in song, encouraging us all to take time to be holy as He is holy. Make time to be holy. I sincerely hope that this time has been a significant part of your worship. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address, Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. I look forward to hearing from you. Please invest a few moments to contact us by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. When you're led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation right there on our website, safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Leviticus 11, "For I am the Lord your God. You must consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. So do not defile yourselves. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine." Folks, you've heard it said that repetition aids learning. Well, although I shared this song to start today's program, I'm playing it now again, sharing it with you for all of us to get the point. Take time to be holy.
Take time to be holy, Spirit.